This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe. I'm the founder and editor of the New Books Network. I've published several academic books, and one of the things I found frustrating is my inability to get them picked up in the press. There really is no PR service specifically oriented toward academic books. Recently, however, I had the opportunity to work with a PR firm in New York, RLM, on a book that I recently published. And I have to say, they did a remarkable job at a very low price. And this got me thinking. I wonder if the New Books Network and RLM could provide a service that would promote academic books. So the folks at RLM and I put our heads together and we came up with a package. It is specifically targeted toward people like you, people who write academic books. So if you're interested, you should go to the NBN website and click publish your book, and there you'll find some information about the services that the NBN and RLM are offering. What we really want to do is provide you with value for money. As far as we know, no such service exists. This is the first of its kind, and we really hope it is successful, and we hope that it helps you get the word out about your academic book.
Welcome to the New Books Network.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the CEU Press podcast. Today, to introduce a new CEU Press series, I'm joined by Jen McCall, one of our commissioning editors. Welcome back to the podcast, Jen.
Hi there, it's lovely to be here.
So CEU Press is launching a new short format series entitled CEU Press Perspectives. Could you introduce the new series to our listeners? Why are we launching it and what is the purpose of this series?
Yes, certainly. Publishing in paperback, the idea for this series is that they're accessibly written, concise books, offering new angles and perspectives on some of the big challenges that face our world today. And we launched the series as a way to celebrate 30 years of CEU Press, which we celebrated last year, and really recognising the unique position that the press holds, sited between East and West, and able to kind of decenter the Western-centric view of the world. We are committed to democracy, freedom, and open society at CEU Press, and books in the series promote these values. And we really want them to open up the debate and offer fresh approaches to the most pressing concerns we face as a society.
More and more presses are doing these short format books. Why do you think these are catching on? Who is the target audience for this, and what is the response to them?
Yeah, indeed. Loads of scholarly publishers have got their own formats for short books. These are quite often short monographs. Some of them publish in hardback at relatively high cover prices. And these have proved effective in terms of allowing academics to put forward their research at a length which isn't kind of bound by conventional formats. Perhaps one's research needs more room than a paper in a journal would give you, but there isn't enough scope there for a full-length book. And this approach makes sense now that we're in a world where digital publication is at the fore. We needn't be bound by traditional page extents and word counts. The market for those books, these short monograph formats, remains broadly the same as for a traditional book, though. So you're looking at institutional research libraries and advanced scholars being the market for those. For CEU Press Perspectives, the idea is slightly different from these short monograph formats. We're asking scholars to write books which communicate big ideas in an accessible way. And we'd aim to sell these books not just to academic libraries, but to individuals who want to read new approaches and fresh perspectives on any given topic. So just a slightly different approach there. But yeah, very much so. Short format books are the growing thing in the world of scholarly publishing.
What topics do the CEU Press Perspectives books cover?
Well, we have a really long list of potential topics. The intention is to use the series to publish on a wide range of issues. Me and my fellow editors are working to a pretty extensive potential list of areas in politics, sociology, history, and related fields. I mean, basically, the topic is addressing something which is of concern to us in society. It's all fair game for the series. In the future, we've books coming in from, for example, Jeff Goldfarb writing on democracy and the idea of the grey in democracy, Ranabir Samadar on biopolitics, biopolitics from below, and Shi-Hun Lim developing his thoughts on victimhood nationalism. And so, you know, plenty of interesting things coming up.
Yeah, and as you said, we cover a really wide range of topics. And I think this is also quite obvious from the first three books that we are launching the series with. Could you say a few words about these books?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited, actually, to have such a strong cohort of books to launch the series with. The first one I'd mention will be a book from Eric Fassin, who's examining the trend of state anti-intellectualism in France, but using France as a case study to demonstrate that this tendency towards anti-intellectualism is not limited to those ostensibly illiberal regimes that you might kind of think about. And so his book is really a plea for the political urgency of intellectual work in this global moment of political anti-intellectualism, in a sense. Then we have Matt Quartrop's The Political Brain, where Matt takes the reader on a whistle-stop tour through the fascinating and sometimes frightening world of neuropolitics. This is the discipline that combines neuroscience and politics, and it's even being used to win elections. So that's going to be a very, very interesting read. And finally, The Soviet Nuclear Archipelago from Per Hogselius and Achim Klugelberg. This one maps the Soviet nuclear industry in a shifting historical context, making sense, really, in a very accessible way, the complex socio-technical and environmental history of that topic. So three really strong and interesting books coming out in the first cohort.
Thank you, Jen, for introducing the new series to us.
My pleasure.
In the coming weeks, we are excited to bring you podcast episodes featuring all of our authors who have contributed to the launch of the CEU Press Perspective series. Our authors include Matt Quartrop, Eric Fassin, Per Hogselius, and Achim Klugelberg. If you would like to know more about the series and the three books, you can find the links in the show notes to this episode. Stay tuned and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss these new episodes. Thank you. Goodbye.